message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Breaking forth into supernatural supplies and prosperity. Breaking forth into supernatural supplies and prosperity. One of the major areas of life that God intends for you and I to break forth is in the areas of supplies, supernatural supplies, supernatural supplies. What is supernatural supplies? When we say supernatural supplies, supernatural, what does it mean? Supernatural supplies means the supply of blessing and resources which are divinely provided through godly means. The supply of blessings and resources which are divinely provided through godly means. What is supernatural supplies? It also means provision from extraordinary sources. Provision from extraordinary sources. Sources that are beyond human comprehension. Provision from extraordinary sources. Number three, what is supernatural supplies? It means the outpouring of financial flow despite the economic issues. The outpouring of financial flow despite the economic problem. In Genesis 21, verse 1 and verse 12, there was a famine in the time of Isaac. Genesis chapter 26, beg your pardon. Chapter 26, verse 1 and verse 12. The Bible speaking there. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Verse 12 now. And Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. In the time of Isaac, there was a famine. Things were tough, probably tougher than what it is in Nigeria today. There was hunger everywhere. There was lack everywhere and in every corner. But the Bible says that Isaac still prospered during that period. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that you will prosper despite the economic issues. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Our God has always been involved in supernatural supplies. It don't take that God has been solving people's financial problems and supply problems. I'll give you a few examples of such. The Bible speaking in Exodus 16 verse 4 to 15. About how manna was supplied to the children of Israel. The Bible says they were hungry. And God rained down manna from heaven. God rained down mysterious food from heaven. Rained down mysterious supplies from heaven to these guys. Despite the fact that there was nothing around them. There was nothing around them to eat per se. And God rained down food from heaven. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord. For he heareth your murmuring against the Lord, and what are we that we murmur against us? And the Bible says, and Moses said, this shall be. Praise the Lord. Let me read from here so that I can be faster and pick on some very important verses. Somebody's life is going to change tonight. I say somebody's life is going to change tonight. Amen. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me just go straight to verse 13. The Bible says, verse 13 now, 13. And it shall come to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing. As small as her frost on the ground. Verse 15. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said unto one another, it is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord had given you to eat. The children of Israel were hungry. There was a case of insufficiency. They started murmuring against God. And all of a sudden, God used his servant. And God rained down food from heaven, baked food. Oven fresh bread that has egg inside and has butter inside. It has enough sugar to make it sweet and sweetened. And all the other condiments, and they saw it, the thing was tasting like honey. So what kind of thing is this? It was brought out from the oven of heaven where God takes food from. And it was supplied to the earth. It has been long that God has been supplying people's needs mysteriously. Also, in the book of John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11, Jesus was invited to a wedding in Cana of Galilee. In fact, can I shock you? The first miracle that Jesus did was a supply miracle. The very first miracle, the very, very first miracle that Jesus did was a miracle of supply. Tonight, God is going to give you your own miracle of supply. God is going to give you your own miracle of supply. In verse 1, he was invited to that place. And the Bible says, all of a sudden, the wine finished. The wine was exhausted. And the mother of Jesus went to him and said, my son, wine has finished. So. Then he went to those guys who were around about 6 pots and said, pour water into these pots. I want to believe those guys must have known that this man must be a powerful man, because we are talking of wine. You are talking of wine, you are talking of water. They are not the same. But they obeyed, and he said, draw it. He did not even say, let me taste it, if it changed or not. At least if you do a miracle of food, you can say, let me taste it, I can have it. No. He was so sure. He has been in that business for a long, long time. He has been in the business of supplying people's needs in a long, long time. He is the one that says what is not as if they were. What was not existed, the word of God will create it. The supply that was not available, the word of God will create it. In somebody's life tonight, what is not available, what you need, God will give it to you tonight. God will give it to you tonight. And the Bible says they were all aghast. The guy that was the chairman of the wedding was surprised. What's going on? This wine is the best I've ever tasted. This is the best wine I've ever seen in my life. And the Bible says this is, in verse 11, says this is the beginning of the miracles of Jesus. It teaches us something, that Jesus is interested in your supply. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth. That's my desire. That's my longing. That's what I desire. I desire that you prosper. I desire that you have enough. My desire is that your barns are overflowing. In Psalms 35 verse 27, the Bible says, he delights in the prosperity of his servants. He delights that you have enough as a servant. He delights in the prosperity of his servants. The Bible also speaking in Psalm 105 verse 37. The first example I gave you was an example of food. The second example I gave you was an example of drink, wine or water. This third example is an example of cash, a lot, silver and gold. In Psalm 105 verse 37, the Bible says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. Is interested in your food. Is interested in your drink. Is interested in cash in your pocket. From today, anytime you put your hand inside your purse or your bag, you will never bring it out empty again. Anytime your ATM enters into any ATM in the country, it will never come out without cash again. You know, I heard of a story of a joke of an ATM that was speaking in Lesha language. I said, you, this man, don't trouble me again. Ah, every time you come here, every time is empty. Don't come here again. That kind of thing. That is for unbelievers, not for people like you and I. Every time you enter your bank, the bank manager will stand up to greet you. I went to a bank this morning just to do something quick. And as the bank manager spotted me from afar, he ran towards me. Is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do for you, sir? Is there anything I can do for you? Please, I'm here to help you. And I told him what I wanted to do. He said, as I was signing it, he said, tell me the amount so that I can quickly go inside the vault and bring it out. And others were on the queue, queuing up. Others were in the queue. He brought me to his side. I did not spend 5 minutes there. I just said, thank you. Bye-bye. God will change your story. God will change your story. Very soon, when you enter into a banking halls, managers will stand up to recognize you. Listen to me. Very, 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 very soon, your story will change drastically. Your story will change drastically. What the entire people in your family are spending in 1 year, you will spend it in 1 day. Can you imagine a man like Solomon killing 1,000 offerings to God in 1 day? 1,000 in 1 day. He had several servants working under him, eating and drinking. He must be a very wealthy man. Very soon, it is your story your family will be talking about. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack food. I can hear your amen. You will not lack food. You will not lack what to drink. And you will not lack what to spend. I can hear your amen. You will not lack what to eat. You will not lack what to drink. And you will not lack what to spend. If I were you, I would say a big amen. You know, when one of my mothers, my mother-in-law in particular, wants to pray for me, she will say, Owe oni konsale apo. That prayer is a very deep prayer. It means that you will never go broke. I stand on this altar today, and I pray for somebody here today, you will never be broke in life. You will never file for bankruptcy. You will never file for bankruptcy. You will never file for bankruptcy. I can hear your loudest amen. Please take your seat. As a chartered accountant, I've been privileged to witness several companies go into fold up and bankruptcy. And I discovered that they were very rich in the past. These were companies that had 2, 3, 4 official cars for one person. And suddenly, things turned around for bad for them. That was why I sang that song, that everything is going to turn out well for you. I pray for you from this 2017 upward, everything will turn well for you. Everything will turn out well for you and your family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what are the secrets of supernatural supplies? We'll run through this very quickly, then we'll go into prayers. What are the secrets of supernatural supplies? Number one secret of supernatural supplies is partnering with God. Partnering with God. Everyone that partners with God is sure to enjoy supernatural supplies. When you have a God-first mentality, you are sure to enjoy supplies. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. A God-first mentality is a mentality that remembers God first. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. You should remember the Lord thy God. For it is, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. You place God as number one in your life. There is no contention. There is nothing like anybody is taking the place of God. God is number one in your life. In your situation, in every area, you have decided that no matter what, I must place God first. Once you get to this level, you are ready for supply. Once you get to this level, you have signed up for endless supplies. Endless. Supply that nobody can stop. And partnering with God involves a lot of things. The first of them all is tithing. You are actively engaged in the practice of the covenant. Malachi 3 verse 10. You are actively engaged in the tithing covenant. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now with, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there might not be room enough to receive it. Once you place God first, you enter into the level whereby there is not enough room to receive it. There is not enough room to receive it. Very soon, somebody is going to get to that level. Tithing remains number one. Every kingdom provision has kingdom responsibility. Everything that God said, I'm going to do in your life, there is something that you must do to assess it. And if it comes to supplies, you must know that being in covenant remains very important as a major thing that will bring you into supplies. Also, your offerings remains one of the things that shows that you're in partnership with God. Tithe is different from offering. Tithe is 10% of what God has given to you as an increase. Every of your increase, you give Him 10% of it for the advancement of His work and the glorification of His name. Even a pastor that does not tithe, we beg. It will be a begging pastor. It will be a pastor that will lack. Friends, if you are tithing and people are envying you, please tell them they have not started. Let them go and get a BSc and an MSc in embryology. There's no need for you to envy anybody. Practice what they are doing. And you enter into the covenant. Let Nigeria be in recession to the last dime. This church can never know lack. This is a tithing ministry. Let people be talking of lack. People like you and I that are in the covenant can never know it forever. You know, it's not possible. Because tithing brings you in partnership. If God has to raise birds to fly to your house to give you money, we'll do it. Birds to fly and drop money at your door and leave, they will do it. Because He must not break His covenant. God cannot break His covenant. Matthew 8 verse 22. Genesis 8 verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 explains that to us. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not see. Till forever, if you are in the covenant, you must be prosperous. It's a must. And if you turn your backs against the covenant, there is no way. Anywhere, let the pastor carry you to River Jordan to wash your head is a lie. The covenant grants you access to supplies permanently. Also, in partnership with God, we have the tithe, we have the offerings, we have prophet's offering. Prophet's offering. Prophet's offering. Also, is part of it, appreciating your prophet and giving of your substance to attract the blessings of God. These are representative of God on earth, and they are used to provoke the blessing of God upon you. Of course, also, first fruits. I've not really had time to teach this in this church, but I'm sure during the course of the year we'll do that. This is one of the things that we do that helps us. First fruit is a fruit you give between January and February. as a seed and a sacrifice to God to show that you appreciate all he has done in the former year and you are ready for him in the new year. Your salary or a substantial part of your income goes to his work between January and February yearly, provoking heaven to release his blessings on you. Be faithful with your partnership with God and you have signed up to fill your cloud. And of course, it must rain. In somebody's house, the rain of blessing is coming. I said the rain of blessing is coming. The rain of blessing is coming. The rain of blessing is coming. Number two, secrets of supernatural supplies. I said number one is partnering with God, and I talked about the tithe, the offering. Number two is obedience to pastoral and prophetic directives. Obedience to pastoral and prophetic directive. Your pastor and your prophet is for your profiting. It is for you to be blessed. They were sent for your blessing. They don't need anything. They don't crave for what you have. They don't envy your position. No. If you have a pastor that is envying what you have, he's not sent. I've never seen anybody in this life that and I wish I can get what this person has forever. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, the B part explains to us that these men are to ensure that you prosper. The second part. And the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. You believe in God and he establishes you. But until you believe in your pastor, you can't prosper. I didn't say it, the Bible said it. And believe in the prophet that God has put in your life. There is nothing like prosperity. Your prosperity is tied to them. That's why your disconnection makes your flow of supplies to cease. Anybody that does not have a pastor does not have a pasture. Pastor, pasture. Pasture is what you'll be blessed enjoying. There's a connection between your pastor and your pasture. They were sent as agents from heaven to provoke your blessing. Now, what do you do about this? Number one, recognize who your pastor is. Recognize your pastor. Recognize your pastor. Recognize who your pastor is. Because some people look at their pastors as their bobos. Some people look at their pastor as their friends. Some people look at their pastor as, different people view their pastors in different way. But you must recognize that your pastor is a God representative in your life to provoke your blessing. Number two, what do you do about this? Respond positively to their instructions and directives. Respond positively to their instructions and directives. This provokes your blessings naturally. Respond to their instructions and their directives. Don't respond in their presence but ignore in their absence. Respond positively. Number three, receive them with honor and dignity. Matthew 10, 41, 42. Receive them. Receive them. Because there is always a blessing for it. Bible says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive him. There's something called prophet's reward. It is only given to those who recognize, honor, and regard their pastors. Prophet's reward. Prophets, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. So when you recognize and regard them, you receive from heaven what is called prophet's reward. Prophet's reward. Prophet's reward. Number four, what do you do on this issue? Number one, I said recognize them. Number four, I said, I'm saying now, speak well about them always. Speak well about them in their presence, in their absence. Speak well about them always. In your closet, in your bedroom, with your friends, if you desire this supply and prosperity from God, speak well of them. Let every word that comes out of your mouth about them honor God. Speak well about them. Speak well about their wives, their children, their family. I can't imagine somebody now saying, I love you, sir, so much, but I don't love your wife. It's barbaric. Me and my wife, we are one, inseparable. So you can't say, I love Pastor, but Mama doesn't, you know, Mama is not like Papa. He said, no. We are the same. So speak well of them. Speak well of their spouses. Speak well of their family. Anybody that has oil on their head, if you have the cause to say something positive. This is part of the thing that makes some people's finances to cease. It makes it to cease. The flow just cease. And of course, be a blessing to them. Be a blessing to them. They don't need it, but if you desire supply, be a blessing to them. Be a blessing to them. Be a blessing to them. Their God bless you matters. Their God bless you. Abadeboye said something one day, our daddy in the Lord, he said he was traveling, I think in the UK or something, and as he landed, he saw two guys. One ran to him and said, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And collected, he was carrying two bags. That was many years ago when Redeem was still young. You know, it's almost him. People always look, people always find it hard to believe that a ministry that is big now was small before. A ministry that is so massive all over the country started small. So the one ran to him and said, Daddy, I'm happy to see you, and collected one of the bags. The other one was just marching and posing. And said, Daddy, yes, sir. And Daddy told the other one, God will bless you and prosper you. Then that other one said, what about me? What about you? My friend, maybe you saw me with bag. What did you do? Maybe you saw me carrying load. What did you do? So their God bless you matters a lot. Let them be like dwarf like this. If God has sent them to you, he has put blessing in their mouth for your prosperity. I pray for somebody here tonight that the Lord will bless you. Amen. I said the Lord will bless you. Amen. I said the Lord will bless you. Amen. I have discovered pastors that trouble people. People like them. Pastors that will give them stress. This, between now and the end of next month, everybody here, under 100,000. If you cannot pay it, you are in trouble. Holy Ghost fire will trouble you. Except you drop this money, they will like, they say, Then the man will shake like this. They say, this one has power. But the one that just say, God bless you. God, they say, this one, how can you just be saying God bless you for nothing without collecting something back? How can you just be blessing people every day without demanding for something? Number one, secret of spiritual supply, I said, partnering with God. Number two is obedience to pastoral and prophetic directive. And I just told you how to relate with them. Relate with them, recognize them, respond to them, honor them, speak well about them, and all and all. Let's go to number three very quickly because we need to pray. Number three, secret of spiritual supplies is diligence. 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 If you want to enjoy spiritual supplies, diligence is inevitable. Proverbs 22 verse 29. See that with man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not mean men, and not ordinary men. So if your desire is to stand before kings, then you have to be diligent. In Proverbs 24 verse 30, Proverbs 24 verse 30, the Bible says, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Go on, we're still going to verse 34. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and covered with face, and covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Now, he looked at the field of somebody and it was grown over and he received instruction. He said, what is the instruction now? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Poverty is always near a lazy man. Laziness and poverty are semi-twins. Ben Carson cannot separate them. The biggest surgeon in the world cannot separate them. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4 also explains to us. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. He becometh poor, you will not become poor. I can't hear your amen. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. The hand of the diligent. Proverbs 12 verse 11 also explains to us the importance of hard work. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. If I bless you from now till tomorrow and you are not hard working, you are not going anywhere. If you are not diligent, you will end up indigent. You will end up in lack. Face your work. If your desire is to break forth, face your assignment. Put more time into it. Invest into it. Put in more effort into your assignment. Stop moving from place to place. Invest tirelessly in the engagement that God has placed before you. And you will see yourself breaking through. In Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4. Proverbs 13 verse 4 also explains to us. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The soul of the person that is diligent will soon become very blessed. That's what I'm saying. Pray for somebody here today. Very soon, your diligence will begin to show. Your diligence will begin to yield fruits. Your diligence will begin to yield fruits. Friends, don't make friends with a lazy person. Don't say, my best friend is this person. First, check the person's life. Is this person spiritually on point? And is this person hard working? Hard working. I will recommend to every man here, don't marry a lazy woman. Because your children will be dull children. Your children will be dull children. Your children will be dull children. If you marry a person who is lazy, what's your hobby? Sleeping. What's your hobby? Eating dodo. How do you, in Yoruba we say, use one hand to wash another. That's what makes it clean. You use one hand to wash another. The two hands, you wash it, then the hand will be clean. As the husband is walking, the wife is walking. Use your black hair to walk. While your hair is still black, use it to labor, to walk. Don't waste your youthful years on nonsense. Don't waste your years on nonsense. While you have strength, labor your assignment. Monitor the progress of your time. How do you manage your time? Invest your time tirelessly in your areas of engagement. Then you are expecting supplies. I pray for somebody here today that everything you are trusting God for, even as you work hard, shall come to pass in Jesus' name. It shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Number four, key to supernatural supplies is prudent lifestyle. Prudent lifestyle. A prudent lifestyle. Don't be a waster. God will not supply resources to a waster. Proverbs 21 verse 17. Proverbs 21 17. God, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. Anybody that loves just enjoyment lifestyle. And the only thing the person enjoys is just to enjoy. The person cannot be blessed. The person cannot receive supernatural supplies. Don't be like the prodigal son. He collected his blessing from the father and he squandered it on harlots. If you are here today and you are still drinking beer, inside or outside, stop it. Stop it. Before it will stop you. Stop it before it will stop you. Money that you should use to buy block, you are using the money to buy drink. Can't you see that your brain is dry? Eh? In this economy. Ah. Jehovah. 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 What is it? Your wife has cooked good food at home. You went to use 25,000 to buy a plate of pepper soup. Is it sand inside your brain? Your wife is at home. You carry your kaya, go girlfriend house. He call you baby. Baby. Stupid baby. Nonsense baby. Eh? When your wife at home will manage for you, manage everything and say, ah, my husband. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's manage this thing. And prepare something. The Bible says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. Stop all this lifestyle if you want to enjoy supplies. If this church was a wasting church, you can't be here. We would have borrowed all the money in the world and spent it on nonsense. Before this church started, by God's grace, we used to travel abroad with the children. But since the work started, the way the work consumes money, how will you think of just moving here and there? As I'm talking to you now, equipment is coming from Lagos that they bought in Lagos today from our pastor in Lagos bought it. We got some money across me. It's on the way now, $500,000 now to improve this sound for tomorrow's service. It's on the way now as I'm talking to you. Send this was today, this morning. If you are a waster, you have no future. If you are a waster, you have no future. You have no future. Stop it. Stop it. Watch your fathers. See how they are living their lives. See how modest they are living their lives. Don't be a woman that is a wasteful woman. You use 40,000 to cook one soup. What's wrong with you? What are you cooking? What are you cooking? What are you cooking? What are you cooking? Eh? Snail. Life is in phases and men are in sizes. Don't you look at another person's clock to work. Ah! Somebody else whose husband can afford to give the person $1 million per month. You, your husband can afford to give you just 3,000 per month. And then you... Oh, sorry, 3,000 is very small. That one cannot do anything. Okay, let me say 12,000 or 5,000. Eh? Please, don't let people be asking you, isn't your pastor teaching you? Why are you behaving like this? Listen to me. There are some age you should get to. You should have a land by that time. There are some age you get to. You should have a land. Even if you have not built a house, you should have a land, but you shouldn't be using your old age to be carrying block. What's wrong with you? You shouldn't be using your old age to carry block. Wake up! If you really want supernatural supplies. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. If your desire is really to enjoy supplies, then be prudent in your lifestyle. Be prudent in your lifestyle. Be prudent in your lifestyle. Number five, I think I better just stop there. Number five, let me just stop there. Secrets of supernatural supplies: maintain an income source. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, the Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, say, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Anything your hand is doing, do it excellently. You can't be talking of supernatural supplies and wealth when you are sitting at home doing nothing. How will it come? How will it come to you? How will it come to you? in Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8. The Bible says there. He said, the Lord shall command his blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. And in all that thou findest thy hand to unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth. That is, the Lord will ensure in all that thou findest thy hand. Engage your hand in work so that you can have worth. Engage your hand in work. Be working. Go and look for a work. Go and look for a job. I've told you here before, as a student in university in Ife, we had our strike is almost, in fact, immediately you enter school like this, they first launch you into a 6-month strike. After that, I think we had 9 months, we had 3 months. And I have never had a break that I sat at home as a student. When I graduated from university, the day I graduated, we finished exam on Thursday, I resumed to work on Monday. So you can see that this work, it don't take. It's not, no be today. Oh. No be today. So nobody can stop it. I finished exam, final exam, submitted project Thursday, Friday, tidied up, did some clearance. By that week I clear from school, Monday morning I was already resuming my work, in my place of work. Found by God. 2, 3, 4, 5 years of your life wasted doing, you can't count to anything. You can't count you see, God is ready to bless you, but he needs a channel. He needs a channel, and your work is the channel. Your work is the channel. Your work. So maintain an income flow. Maintain your business. Maintain your job. Don't play with your work. You know, recently I stopped dashing some people money. Because I just discovered that you just keep dashing money, year in, year out. There's no produce. There's no improvement. You dash, they use it to eat or use it. And then at the end of the day, there's no improvement. Your salary is not for eating alone. It's seed money. You package it little by little to look at what you can do in the future. You package it little by little to see what you can start in the future. It's seed. It's not something you can sit down with all your life. Maintain an income flow. Ensure that income flow is regular. Maintain your job. Somebody was saying, Pastor, please pray for me. They're about to sack me in my work. What did you do? Did you steal money? Did you come late? What is the thing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Even on Saturday, this last Saturday, I was in this church before 7. On Saturday, when everybody is knowing, Saturday, Lepradoshika, Latwakakala, Jakwakaka. God, anywhere these people are, bless them, oh God. Jehovah, as they come tonight, fill them with your power. Oh God, remove sickness. I mean, I'm not kidding here. We are not playing here. This is not a phone mobilization center. This is a place you come, your life must change by force, by fire. Take your job serious, or you end up as a non-entity. Take it serious. Take your study serious. Take your study serious. If people call you Efiko, that's their own cup of tea. Efiko, only book. It's a new day for somebody here today. New grace to walk until your life has worth and blessings. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a brand new supernatural supply for you. There's going to be a brand new spiritual supply for your family. There's going to be brand new spiritual supply for your business. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.